It was a beautiful sunny day in April in the year 2000. Outside, flowers were blooming, people were strolling and laughing, spring was in the air. Inside the MRI consult room at Children's Mercy Hospital, I was looking at a film of my daughter's spinal column. There was something sinister attached to it, a tumor. I was trying to make sense of the words coming out of the doctor's mouth, "Tumor on your daughter's spine." "Is there any chance it could be benign?" I asked. "No," he said. Thus began our harrowing journey through cancer, ending with my 11-year-old daughter's death on March 31st, 2001. I tell you this because I want to share with you the gift of music therapy throughout my daughter's illness. We were fortunate enough to have daily access to Allison, music therapist for the oncology unit at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, Missouri. One of the wonderful things about a music therapist is that they are a non-threatening presence. When Allison would peek through the window of our hospital room door, guitar in hand, we would heave a sigh of relief and wave her in. "Oh, good," I would say. "It's Allison." As she came through the door, strumming the first notes of a song, Heather and I would relax in unison. We didn't have to gear up for bad news or evaluate pros and cons. We could simply relax to the music. Heather particularly liked the Pissed Off song. Carefully crafted by Allison, it gave voice to the angry feelings of being ill and having to spend so much time in the hospital. Music has the power to transport the listener. Often, Heather and I would close our eyes while Allison sang and strummed, and we would leave the confines of that hospital room in our minds. Heather to a field of flowers, me to a float in a pool of still water. This is Jeffrey Franks. I'm not a music therapist. I'm the mother of Heather Kristen Leonardi. And I wanted to talk to you today because I wanted to tell you of the great value of what you do with music therapy. I can be reached at Jeffrey, J-E-F-R-I, Franks, R-F-R-A-N-K-S.com. And I have much more to tell you. If you're interested, listen to my full-length webcast.